Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Muhammadu wa salli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Prescriptions to leave this world with iman. Since iman is the most valuable thing and our passport to everlasting success, a person should continuously make effort on iman. If a person becomes lax by leaving out the compulsory commandments of Allah Ta'ala and indulging in sin, the luster of a person's iman diminishes. So number one, recite these du'as daily. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Said, oh Allah, do not deflect our hearts after you have guided us and grant us from your side special mercy. And the mercy referred to here is that we remain steadfast on the straight path. So we make this dua daily. Similarly, another dua is, يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّمْ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. Oh, the being who is living and who is blessing the whole universe is dependent upon, only through your mercy I am seeking help. So this is these duas we should recite. Number three, utilizing the miswak. Ulama have written amongst the benefits of using the miswak is that a person will be blessed with reciting the kalima of shahada at the time of death. Number four, daily make shukr, thank Allah for the iman one possesses. Allah Ta'ala has promised, if you will make shukr, I will definitely increase you. By making shukr on iman, not only will it remain, it will be a means of its progress. The person's iman will actually increase. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us iman. Alhamdulillah, bi ni'matil iman. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By protecting one's gazes from evil glances, we have been promised the sweetness of iman. When the sweetness of iman enters the heart once, it is not taken away. By this action, there are glad tidings of a noble death. Number six, replying to the azan. After the completion of Adhan, recite Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the dua, Allahumma Rabba Hadi, Da'wati Ta'amati wa Salati Al-Qa'ima, Aati Muhammadan Al-Wasila wal-Fadila wa Ba'atu Maqamu Mahmoodan Al-Ladhi Wa'atta, Innaka La Tukhliful Mi'ad. By reciting this dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has promised us that Hallat Lahu Shafa'ati, my intercession will become binding for him. Mullah Al-Qadi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, in this there is an indication of glad tidings for a noble death, which means he will leave this world with iman, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not intercede for a disbeliever. So if you're always particular with answering the adhan, giving jawab to the adhan, this is a sign inshallah a person will leave this iman with this world with iman. Number seven, staying in the company of the pious and loving them for Allah's pleasure. In the hadith of Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, these are such accepted servants that those who sit by them cannot be deprived. So just sitting in the company of the righteous and pious help a person to stay on iman. Number eight, giving of charity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, charity extinguishes the anger of Allah Ta'ala and repels an evil death. And number nine, to learn the love of Allah Ta'ala, to practice on those actions which will lead to his love, and to have the love for the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, which is a means of acquiring the first two qualities. So you must have the love for Allah, love of a'mal, which will lead a person to Allah. And to get these two qualities, have love for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The following dua is mentioned in the hadith. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love, the love of those who love you, and those actions which will lead me to your love. So between the love of Allah ta'ala and between the actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah ta'ala, is love for the people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned that in between, because when a person has got that, automatically the love of Allah will come into him, and it will become easy for him to practice on those actions which will lead a person to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nazir Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi says that the people of love will be saved from an evil death. What is the proof of this? Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu man yartadda minkum an deeni fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawmin yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. O people of iman, whoever becomes a murtad, leaves the fall of Islam amongst you, Allah will create such a nation who Allah will love them and they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shows if a person has got love of Allah ta'ala, is the opposite of irtidad, leaving the fall of Islam. So that inshallah a person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also will be saved from apostasy, from becoming a murtad and leaving the fall of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq if we can practice on all of these nine qualities, if not all, if many of them as much as possible, but we try to bring all of them so that we can leave this world with iman. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 30th Parah was recited. There are different ways of looking And the ulama have written in different ways how we can look at the 50th para. We'll just mention one of the ways. In this para, in great abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about akhirat, about qiyamah. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was granted in great abundance the message of tawheed. And in different ways he explained to his people tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a speciality of his was shukr. He explained to his people the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by means of that, people made shukr and they thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and got close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the final of all Ambiya alayhi wa sallam. He came, he mentioned all of those things, tawheed, shukr, the miracles of the great signs of Allah ta'ala which was granted to Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, and many other things he mentioned. But one speciality which was granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so much of detail of akhirat and qiyamah and the life of the year after was mentioned, that none of the Ambiya alayhi wa sallam in the past were given so much of detail like was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the beginning portion of Islam, in all the Makki surahs, generally we find this theme is recurring. Akhirat, the life of the year after, Jannat, Jahannam. And this built up the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So in this last juz, many of the surahs are Makki surahs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions about Qiyamat, about the life of the year after. So with the first half, three quarter at least, you see so much this theme is recurring about Akhirat. So when a person has got this, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi says that this Akhirat, the belief of Akhirat, is inqilabi aqidah. It's a certain aqidah and belief which will actually change a person's heart, change a person's thinking. A person will now everything will understand properly, as we said yesterday in the tafsir we mentioned, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. That if a person really wants a life in this world, he has to keep death in front of him, keep the akhirat in front of him, the life of the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first surah, Surah Naba, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some proof of Allah's qudrat and power, which shows that Qiyamah is definite, it's a reality. It's nothing difficult for Allah Ta'ala to resurrect us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jahannam, that how it is waiting for the kuffar and disbelievers, how they will be living in there for years and years, ever and forever. They will never taste any kind of comfort, any kind of nice drinks. The only drink they will get is boiling hot water, and ghassaqan, that urine and stool and pus, and all of these things will be joined together and given to them. Jaza'a wifaqa, it will be an equal recompense for what they had done in this world. And on the other hand, he said, فَلَن نَزِيلَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. Taste the punishment, and we will only increase you in punishment. He said, this is of all the punishments which is in the Jahannam, this is the most severest punishment. And Allah said, I'm going to increase you in punishment. There will be no limit and end to your punishment. The punishment will just increase and increase. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, the people of taqwa and piety, mafaz, the great success they will have, the gardens, and the wonderful fruits, and especially grapes, the wonderful woman, beautiful woman, what wonderful bodies they will have, and the wine glasses overflowing. They will not be listening to any futile speech, any lies. And this will be given such a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hisaba, one meaning of hisaba is, you say, Allah, enough. So many bounties you are giving us. We can't even bear these bounties. And Allah will continue increasing a person's bounties. And on the day of Qiyamah, the kafir and disbeliever, he will do, Ya alaytani kuntu turaba, if only I was sand. I was never given existence. And these animals are now turning into sand. I wish I can become like them. Because now I will see what is coming in the future, what difficulty there will be for a person. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a person who controls his desires. Allah has created desires within a person, and he controls his desires. Then Allah subhanahu, and how will he control his desires? He must have fear of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Then it will become easy for a person. Jannat is his final abode. But on the other hand, a person who breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gives preference to this worldly life. So why will he break the command of Allah? Because dunya is in front of him, and he gives preference to it. Then the fire of Jahannam is for him. People are asking, when is Qiyamah? It's going to take place. Allah Ta'ala says, remember the time it comes. It will be like you lived in this world for a small portion of the morning or evening. A few seconds it will be like a person lived in this world. Then a person will realize when he sees 50,000 years, it's the day of Qiyamah. And Jannat is forever and forever. And so Abbas Allah Ta'ala mentions that when the trumpet is blown, and a man will be running away from his brother, and his mother, and his father, and his wife, and his children, every person will be worried that day about themselves. Nafsi, nafsi, myself, not worried about anybody else. In the next surah, Surah Takwir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, when Qiyamah will take place, what will happen? The huge creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be destroyed. The sun will be folded and placed on one side. The stars will come crashing down. The mountains will be flying in the skies. The animals in that time, the camels, which were pregnant 9-10 months, is the most valuable. In today's time, all the cars, Mercedes, Benz, and all of these things, people will just leave them and run. They won't have any value for them. The wild animals will be gathering together. So much of fear they will have. And the oceans will be stoked, boiling hot they will be. And the people, according to the, now on the plains of Qiyamah, whichever, whoever your company you stayed in, you'll be joined to that person. And the small child, innocent child who was killed, maybe in today's time, in the past, he was murdered brutally. The child was taken alive and buried, and in today's time, by means of abortion, the small child, innocent child, will ask, for what sin was it killed? Other people still got somebody to help and assist them, to stand up for them. That child, the only person who knew that the child was in existence was the parents. And the mother supposed to be the closest, and she was the one who was the cause of the killing of the child, or the father was the cause of the killing of the child. So even that child will have been given the chance of recompense on the day of Qiyamah. What guna did I do that I was killing this? Well, I was an innocent child, and I was killed. All the kitabs will be opened up, and the skies will be split open. Jahannam will be stoked, made hotter and hotter, and Jannah will be brought closer. At that time, every single person will know now what he has brought forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how can a person save himself? Allah has given us the Quran Sharif. What a wonderful kitab. Zikrul lil alameen. It is nasihat and advice for the people of the entire universe. Hold firm to the Quran Sharif. It will save you from all of these difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. Then next surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned similar. The sky will be split open, and the stars will come tumbling down, and the oceans will become different meanings. One meaning is they will be made to boil, and the qabars will be opened up, and all the bodies will be taken out of the graves. At that moment, every person will know now what he left behind in this world and what he has sent forward in the Akhirah. Allah says, O people, what is deceiving you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah created you. Allah most perfectly Allah made you, and the form Allah gave you, but you just believe in the life of the year after. If you are pious and good, you will be in bounties and ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. But those who are disbelievers and evildoers will be in the fire of Jahannam. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions especially about the businessmen, those who are cheating and deceiving in their businesses. You also remember you have to stand up before Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Doesn't he know he will be resurrected on the great day? The day people will stand up before Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kitabs, the books of the evil people, they are placed in Sijjin, which is like a jail, a very frightening place, and destruction be to such people. On the other hand, those people who are pious, and the people of evil, they will be deprived of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest bounty in the Akhirat, and then they will be entered into Jahannam. And the people of piety, their books also are in a very honorable place, a very lofty place, and the angels, those people will be in ni'mat and bounties, relaxing and reclining. They will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see all the wonderful scenes of Jannah, even on the plains of Qiyamah, and on their face you will be able to see the splendidness of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the drinks they will be given, subhanallah, what and what things, that the khitamu, the final seal on top of it will be musk. This is normally the residue is not something very good, but the lowest of the things will be musk in there. So we can imagine the highest of things. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For this year, a person wants to exceed and progress in life, he wants to get the highest levels, he wants to exceed and surpass other people. Run towards this year, not to the small things of this world and the dunya and the thing which is coming to an end, which will eventually be destroyed. And don't worry about those people who are mocking at you on the day of Qiyamah. You will laugh at them also, that they were so foolish, and today what is their final result. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about also the day of Qiyamah. Big people will be given the book of deeds in their right hand. Those who are given in their right hand, their hisab will be very, very easy, and they will know no actual hisab for them. Al-arz, it will just be allow us to look at the books, go enter into Jannah, and he'll go back to his family, people extremely happy. They say, I'm so successful, I passed my examination. On the other hand, a person who is given his book of deeds behind his back or in his left hand, he will be making dua of destruction for himself. He will be roasted in a boiling fire. And in this worldly life, he was very happy amongst his family members. He never worried about akhirat. So today now, whereas the other person of piety in this worldly life, he had fear. But one day I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is this the command of Allah ta'ala? Allah loves me. I cannot disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knew I was going back to akhirat. This man had no fear and feelings about the day of Qiyamah. So he will be completely destroyed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about those who oppress other people. What will be the punishment for them in the year after? In this worldly life, sometimes Allah punishes them. Like those people who have taken the Muslim people and burned them because of Iman. Allah ta'ala will destroy them in the dunya also. And in the year after, for them is a very severe punishment. Then in Surah At-Tariq, Allah ta'ala mentions proofs of the existence of Qiyamah. The Qiyamah is something which is a reality. Look at the rains, the land is dead. And the rains come down, and suddenly how the grass grows up, suddenly comes into existence. Similarly, the day of Qiyamah, one rain will come down, and all our bodies, which are disintegrated from one small bone, the coccyx bone. From there Allah will resurrect the whole body in a few seconds, and the person will come back into existence. Is that thing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the next surah, Surah Ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person who has made tazkiyah, purified himself, and he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he performs his salah after getting ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is really successful. But unfortunately, du'athirun al-hayat al-dunya, you people give preference to this worldly life, whereas the life of akhirat, the life of the year after, is khayrun wa abqa. With regards to quality also, and with regards to quantity also, with regards to quality, it is far, far better and superior than this world. And with regards to quantity, this life is a short life, few years we are living, but the akhirat is forever and forever and forever. As Hazrat mentions, there's not 100 years or 1,000 years or 5,000 or 10,000 years or 100,000 years or 1,000,000 years or 10,000,000 years or 100,000,000 years or 1,000,000,000 years. It's forever and forever and forever. And we've got the short life of ours to prepare for the everlasting life of akhirat. And those who did not prepare for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, Surah Ghashiyah, mentions that how many people there will be who made so much of effort in this world, either of dunya or even dini effort, but in the wrong line, not in the line of sunnah, not in the line in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will be made to enter the fire, blazing fire, and they will be given to drink from that boiling hot water. There won't be any food for them, illa min dari', except that plants which have got thorns in them, which it will not remove their hunger, it will not make them fat, and they will go in what pains and difficulties they will go through. Then in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about past nations also who were destroyed when they did not fulfill the rights of Allah ta'ala. And Allah says, when a person is leaving this world, some people will think, Ya alaytani qaddamtu li hayati. The day when a person will remember, and now you will understand, Wa anna lahu dhikra. Now how can he take benefit? How can he prepare for the akhirat now? And he will say, if only I had sent forward for my life, the actual life, the life of akhirat, what a foolish person I was. But no one, you will, now such a person, no one will be given punishment like how that person will be given punishment and binded in such a way which he is binded. On the other hand, a person who has prepared for the life of the year after, it will be said to him, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, O soul, which was happy with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which had made effort on his nafs, the three levels of the nafs. One is nafs ammara, always calling a person towards evil. And a person makes an effort on the nafs, he comes to lawama, he starts understanding, I am of many wrong actions. He starts, whenever he falls down, he makes tawbah, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a person progresses, then he becomes nafs mutmainna. And now a person is happy with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is comfortable to follow the commands of Allah ta'ala. To commit guna and sin becomes difficult for him. He at the time of death, it will be said to him now, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is pleased with you are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And enter into Jannah. But before entering into Jannah, join my pious servants, because they helped and assisted you in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who stays in the company of the pious and righteous, before entering into Jannah, Allah ta'ala will enter him with those people. So he will be joined up in their company also. In this world he stayed in their company. So in the year after, so he will be in the company of the righteous and the pious people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah mentions that there is a valley to cross. It's a very difficult valley. But a person who has prepared for it, he has got iman. He gives food to people who are poor, who are going through difficulty. He frees a slave or a person who is in debt, who is in difficulties. He helps and assists that person. He encourages one another with sabr to stay away from sin, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encourages one another with raham and mercy. Such are the people of the right. They will be completely successful in the year after. They will cross this path very, very easily. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a person who has made tazkiyah, purified himself, he is completely successful. And a person who is not purify himself, he left his nafs to follow his desires, he's in complete loss. And sometimes in this worldly life also, a person will have to face the consequences. Look at the qawm of Thamud, how they eventually were destroyed. In the next surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great rewards also and punishment for those people who are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their only object is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great, great reward for them. And on the other hand, a person who did not do so, his object of life was this worldly life, he will be, Allah says, I warned that person of a fire which is extremely hot, and there are such people who are badbakht, wretched, will eventually enter this. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in great abundance about akhirat. The last portion of the Quran Sharif is Surah Inna Atayna Al-Kawthar. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are granting you a great abundance of goodness. Great abundance of goodness. Because why Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun? We have to tell the kuffar. Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasallam went to Fir'aun. He was frightened to give the dawah to Fir'aun and his people. It was one group of people. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given the task of conveying to the people of kufr and disbelief till the day of Qiyamah the message of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and he will face a lot of opposition. So before this, Allah Ta'ala prepared him that, oh Nabi of Allah, you don't worry. We're going to give you a great abundance of goodness in this worldly life also. And the people will go against you, and they will taunt you and mock you, and they will say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's son passed away at that time, that his progeny will never continue. Allah said, we will give you a portion on the day of Qiyamah. And when the people will see number of followers you had, that you never have physical children, but spiritual children, subhanAllah, they will see the numbers. No other ummah will have so many people. Great bounty Allah will grant him is kawthar. So, O Nabi of Allah, make shukr and thank Allah Ta'ala physically also by making salah, and voluntarily also by making qurbani, sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't worry about your enemies, they will eventually be destroyed. So in these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions now, inna atayna kal kawthar, they have given you great abundance of goodness. So from what duha, Allah is mentioning all the bounties which Allah has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which shows us the great honor which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So really two ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is to keep akhirat in front of a person. And the other way is to have great love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand who we are, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then automatically a person will not follow the kuffar and the disbelievers, and he will start following the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah in Surah Wadduha, Alam Nashrah, Allah mentions the great bounties which he had granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an orphan and Allah ta'ala looked after him. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had wahi and revelation. He didn't know. Allah guided him and Allah gave him the knowledge. And he was poor. He had nothing at all. Allah made him wealthy. As he got married to Khadija radiallahu anha, she helped him financially, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and so many other Muslim people helped him, assisted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his mission, and how his mission spread in the world. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Allah said, didn't I open up your heart? I put knowledge in there. I put hilm and forbearance for you to convey the message of deen. The heavy weight which was on your back, the trigger and concern, how I'm going to convey the message, Allah removed it from you. And Allah raised your zikr. And Allah gave you such that whenever the name of Allah Ta'ala is taken, then the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also taken. In Surah Wattin, Allah Ta'ala mentions the great favors which Allah bestowed on the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Allah gave it honor. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Allah Ta'ala takes the qasam and an oath upon it. And Allah says that those who have got iman in your ummah, who do good actions, they will get such rewards which will never ever come to an end. Another great favor which Allah mentions in Iqra is the Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, what a great kitab Allah has given to you. And those people who are going against you, O Nabi of Allah, you don't worry. We will eventually destroy you. And we have given you the great bounty of sajda. When a person will make sajda, he will get closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are great, great favors which Allah has given to you. Allah has given you Laylatul Qadr. What a great bounty. On this night, it is a benign better than 1,000 months. The angels are coming down throughout the night and they are conveying salams and they are making dua for the people of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are coming in the company of those people, staying in their company. Those angelic qualities are being transferred to the people who are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala on that night. In Surah Lam Yakunil Ladina, Allah mentions that the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only way now. Even the Ahle Kitab and Mushrikeen, if they do not follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll be completely destroyed. Even if Musa alayhi salam had to come down, he would have to follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no other way now for a person's success except the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are khairul bariyah, the best of ummah. And the reward, they will get jannat forever and forever. And Allah will be pleased with them and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Zilzal, Allah ta'ala mentions on the day of Qiyamah that the earth will actually testify on behalf of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what actions they have done, what an honor Allah will give to them. And the people will be given up different groups. And the group of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given special honor on the day of Qiyamah. And a person who has got an atom's weight of good, he's just got iman in Allah and he believes in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also will see the benefit of it on the day of Qiyamah. Even though he was weak, but he had the love of the true belief, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. In Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah mentions that the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so valuable that never mind the people, even the things which they are using, the horses in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got great value. A way out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah takes a qasam and an oath upon them that never mind the people, even the instruments which they are using in the path of Allah has got value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah mentions that those whose scales are heavy by following sunnah, by ikhlas and sincerity, what bounties Allah has kept for such people. And those who go against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're going to get a boiling hot fire and they'll be in complete destruction. And in the next surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who went against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, money and was the object of life, they want more and more, made them greedy. they will eventually see when they will go in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. They will be asked regarding the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, and they will be completely destroyed. In the next surah, Surah Wal Asr, Allah mentions the great bounties, great duties which were given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ummah: iman, amal salih, good actions, and encouraging people towards right and preventing them from evil. These are three great bounties which Allah has given the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the next surah, that the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who did not follow them, but people who made hams, who criticized them verbally in their hearts, in their minds, then eventually they will be destroyed by the means of the fire. So much so in this world also, Allah will destroy them. The whole Ashabul Fil, people of the elephant came, and they wanted to destroy Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them from the surface of the earth. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions the great favors of Allah Ta'ala on the forefathers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quraysh, that how Allah made it easy for them on their travels, that it was easy for them now to do all the journeying and their business deals with great comfort, and Allah had given them food, and Allah had saved them from all kinds of fears. In next surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that those who don't believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what will be the punishment for such people? Destruction be to such people. And then as we had mentioned, in our Surah Al-Kawthar, Allah said, we have granted you all abundance of goodness. Look at these surahs. What in what abundance of goodness Allah has granted to you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the kuffar and disbelievers, لا عبد ما تعبدون. I do not worship what you worship, and neither are you going to worship what I worship. Our ways are completely different. لكم دينكم ولي دين. For you is your deen, and for me is my deen. I will remain firm on my deen, and you can follow your way. And when a person is firm on Islam and Iman, then Allah will give victory. People will get hidayat. They will come in the fall of Islam in numbers and numbers. At that time, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you turn your attention more towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then you will get some people who will still be the enemies of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like even can be a close family member like Abu Lahab. And what difficulty he caused to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether male or female, even though his wife, she also was there. Allah says, we will soon enter them in the fire of Jahannam, and we will completely destroy them. And then finally, the end of the Quran Sharif, the crux of the whole Quran Sharif. We started with Surah Fatiha, the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The ending of the Quran Sharif, Kul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Allah is completely one. La ilaha illallah, which is the summary of the whole Quran Sharif, that the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in the beginning of the Quran, we ask Allah for Hidayat. So Allah is giving us two surahs now, Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak and Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas, to protect a person from all the harms in this world. Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falak will save a person from the physical harms, the outward harms of the things of this world. And Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas will protect a person's Iman, which is the most important thing. So Allah Ta'ala ends of the Quran Sharif with these two great surahs, that the reality of Iman, protection, that we are completely muhtaj and in need of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at all moments. So we need to beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for protection and safety. So in this these surahs, there's great encouragement for us to read these surahs morning and evening, three times in the morning, three times in the evening. Allah will protect us from every kind of evil. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us true understanding, give us love of the Quran Sharif, and give us tawfiq in our life that we hold firm to the Quran Sharif and not suffice on this. This is just a starting, a small introduction to the Quran. But our whole life, we sacrifice our life on the Quran, learning the Quran, teaching the Quran Sharif, making tilawat of Quran Sharif, believing in the Quran, in every command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us the tawfiq and ability. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أخرج الطبراني عن أم أنس رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت يا رسول الله أوصني قال أهجري المعاصي فإنها أفضل الهجرة وحافظي على الفرائض فإنها أفضل الجهاد وأكثري من ذكر الله فإنك لا تأتين الله بشيء أحب إليه من كثرة ذكره. أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه کے والدة رضي الله عنها نے عرض کیا يا رسول الله مجھے کوئی وصیت فرمائے. ارشاد فرمایا گناہوں کو چھوڑ دو یہ سب سے افضل ہجرت ہے اور فرائض کو پابندی سے ادا کرتی رہو یہ سب سے افضل جہاد ہے اور اللہ کا ذکر کثرت سے کرتی رہو اس لیے کہ اللہ کے پاس اس کے ذکر کی کثرت سے زیادہ محبوب اور پسندیدہ چیز لے کر نہیں جا سکتی. The mother of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu once requested for some advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, abandon sin, for this is the best thing to abstain from. Remain punctual on your obligatory duties, for this is the best form of jihad. Make the zikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, for verily you can present no action to Allah more beloved to Him than the making of His zikr in abundance. Once again, the mother of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu once requested for some advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, abandon sin, for this is the best thing to abstain from. Remain punctual on your obligatory duties, for this is the best form of jihad. Make the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, for verily you can present no action to Allah more beloved to Him than the making of His dhikr in abundance. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دلمراه جايه إكميدانه توهتوه 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 اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کرتے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي عطاه ذرة درد دل كمرتاه بدرد بيمار تيرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اٹھا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت
उसके सिवा कुछ और नहीं मांगता हूँ। है नाराजगी जिसकी दोज़ख से बढ़कर उसी दात की बस रज़ा मांगता हूँ। असल मुझे दुनिया की ख्वाहिश नहीं, मैं बख्शिश बरोज़े जज़ा मांगता हूँ। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, तेरे सिवा माबूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं। तेरे सिवा मकसूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं। तेरे सिवा मौजूदे हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं। तेरे सिवा मशहूद हकीकी कोई नहीं है, कोई नहीं। अब तो रहे बस ताज़ा में आखिर विरजे ज़ुबाए मेरे इला। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, नारे मस्ताना खुशमी आए दम, ताबज जाना सुनीमी बाए दम। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु तआला शानुहु, अल्लाह 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 कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। अपने मिलने का पता कोई निशा, तू बता दे मुझको ए रब्बे जहां। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। मिटा दे अपनी हस्ती को, छोड़ दे सारी मस्ती को, बस्ती बस्ती कहता जा। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله 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 الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا نفتي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم افتح قفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.